It's time now for this week's edition of Focus Fridays. It's being brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerene Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I'm Melissa Patrick here for Focus Fridays, and joining with me today is Holmes County Economic Development Director Mark Leininger. Well, thank you, Mark, for coming in today and chatting with us for Focus Fridays.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. It's my pleasure.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen you around. They've heard you in the news stories when it comes to things like economic development, you know, growth, because you are the Economic Development Executive Director for Holmes County. So let's deep dive a little bit here. How long have you been in this position?
Well, I started with the Development Council in March of 2015, so it's been over 10 years. It's hard to believe.
It flies when you're having fun.
Time flies, yes. Sometimes people say days are long, years are short. I don't know whether that's true, but these past 10 years have really just sort of flown by.
So you said you started with the council, so were you not always the director in that whole time, or have you been the director the whole time?
I was hired as the director in March of 2015. Prior to starting with the Development Council, I practiced law. I'm an attorney, and I was with Critchfield Law Firm for 18 years.
So do you find that has helped you in this position, having that background?
Oh, yeah, sure. It sure has in a number of ways. I think just the legal background helps in understanding how businesses are structured, how deals unfold, and how to put together contracts, that type of thing. Also, it's helpful to just be connected with the businesses in the community. So you interact with a lot of business owners practicing law, and so that was helpful as well.
What type of law did you practice? Because I know there's like contractual law, there's family law, going to court with criminals and all of that.
Yeah, I didn't go to court with any criminals, so my stories are kind of boring. I did mostly transactional work with a focus on commercial real estate.
So right up your alley now.
It's the kind of thing that, you know, I thought I better not say too much about it, or you'll nod off you'll have no listeners. But yeah, it was helpful. So you've probably you're familiar with the enterprise zone in the commissioners' meetings, and so that type of work, it was easy to transition to doing enterprise zone agreements, and you understand how that works with the real estate tax abatements and so forth. So was able to hit the ground running on that kind of thing.
And now, are there any requirements to your job as the director that you needed to have, or was it a lot of your background that just helped you get into that position?
I think I'm trying to remember.
I know it's been 10 years. We got to think back.
Yeah, I think I don't know that I ever saw the advertisement for the position, but I think it was advertised as requiring a bachelor's degree and some experience. Work experience. It didn't have to be specifically in economic development, but prior to being hired as the director, I had served on the Development Council board. So I was one of the volunteer board members. So I was familiar with the organization and the work that it did. And I think that was helpful.
And economically, we have grown here in Holmes County exponentially in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. We've seen a lot of investment. I focus primarily on manufacturing sector businesses, but we've seen steady growth. Even during 2020, when everything was helter-skelter, the thing that was really amazing is how business owners were able to adapt. They just sort of pivoted. If they were making coffee tables, they started making barriers or things that were in demand at that time. And to see the adaptability was really telling, because it was during those initial shutdowns, you're just sort of holding your breath like, oh man, what's going to happen? And then you quickly saw that, oh, I see what's going to happen. Businesses are going to adapt. And that's just a testament to the kind of business people we have in the community.
They've got that spark, and they weren't letting anybody pull it out.
Yeah, they just said there are new rules, and so we're just going to adapt and move forward. Yep. And they did. And I don't think there's any other county in the state that was able to pivot the way our local businesses did.
And so we're going to dive more into what it is that you do on the daily and how you're helping, like you said, the manufacturing businesses here in Holmes County in our next segments. So that is the Holmes County Economic Development Executive Director, Mark Leininger. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. We're back here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am here with Mark Leininger, who is the Holmes County Economic Development Executive Director. And we were kind of learning how Mark got into the position in the last segment. And Mark, you said you've been here for 10 years doing the director position and working with businesses. And usually in 10 years, a place will see a lot of change and things happening differently. But off air, we were kind of getting a feel for the segment. And you said, we really haven't had a lot of change.
Yeah, that's true. I think in terms of the services that we provide, there hasn't been significant change. There have been some, we'll say, cosmetic changes. When I first took over, we updated the website and we did some branding, created a new logo with the intention of increasing the visibility of the organization. That was one of the objectives, is to get the word out about the services that we provide. And so there were some changes like that initially. But in terms of the tools that we use for economic development, those have more or less remained unchanged in the 10 years that I've been there. There have been some changes with our state level partners. Jobs Ohio is the state's economic development entity, and they've divided the state into 7 regions. And so those are our regional economic development partners, and we work with them to access programs available at the state level. And when I started, our partner organization was known as APEG. Acronyms are really big in economic development. So APEG was the Appalachian Partnership for Economic Growth. And then a few years ago, I don't remember how long ago, the name was changed to Ohio Southeast. They thought it was more reflective.
It's a lot shorter.
Of that region, yeah. And it's a 25-county region. And as the name suggests, it's the counties along the southeastern portion of the state. So a lot of those river counties, Harrison, Guernsey, Muskingum, those counties are all included in our region. So there have been some changes like that. One of the biggest tools we use is the Enterprise Zone program, provides a real estate tax abatement. And the rules of that program remain unchanged. There is a movement afoot to eliminate real estate tax. So if that goes forward, it will render the Enterprise Zone program basically meaningless because it provides a real estate tax abatement. So if there are no real estate taxes, there's no need for a real estate tax abatement. So that program may change. It may go away in the near future.
I didn't even think about that. And like, we look at all the direct uses of property taxes, the schools, the fire departments, the police, but I never thought of it in the economic point like that. So yeah, you're going to have to start getting creative if that goes by.
Potential for big, big change. Yeah.
So here we are talking about how it hasn't changed much.
That's right. Yeah. That'll be a big one because that is by far the most frequently accessed economic development tool that we have at our disposal. And so that will change. It will change how we do economic development.
And it works. I mean, we've seen the manufacturing in Holmes County grow constantly.
Yeah, there's been significant growth. And over the years, I think we have currently around 40 active enterprise zone agreements and a number of those. So I've been there. Those agreements are for a term of 10 years. So I've seen agreements during my time and with the Development Council that have expired by their term. So
you saw the start and now you're seeing the finish.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's really, you know, it's a bit of a nail biter because you find out over time, like, oh, did we do these agreements right, you know? And so knock on wood.
Yeah, but pretty much everybody has continued to be successful after their their growth.
Yeah, that's true. And there are multiple companies who have completed multiple expansions during the past 10 years. So we've seen companies who have done 4 or 5, as many as 8 expansion projects in a period of 10 years. So it's rare to see that kind of growth and that kind of investment in expanded operations. And we really are the envy of the region. When I talk about Ohio Southeast, and we have regular meetings with the local economic development organizations in those Ohio Southeast counties, and they're always scratching their heads saying, what is going on there? How does Holmes County have so many projects? And yeah, we just have some great business people in the area.
It makes your job a little easier.
Oh, it sure does. I mean, it's a pleasure to work with these. And it's really, it's kind of like flying a 747 that's on autopilot because it's sort of, we're along for the ride, you know, in some ways, because these businesses, they're so savvy and they work so hard and they're innovative and adaptable. And so it's just, yeah, it is a pleasure to work with them.
And there's got to be a little bit of pride when you see these businesses that you've helped get into these agreements and have grown and expanded and even gone into those multiple agreements. Like, we help them. And look how well they're doing. Look at them growing. Look what they're doing for themselves now with this little bit of help we handed them, this little tool in the toolbox.
Yeah, it's rewarding to play a small part in that. And kudos to the folks. This program was put in place long before I was involved with the Development Council. And it's the county's program. It's the county commissioner's program. And we promote it and administer it on their behalf. But they ultimately make the decisions on this. And so they had the foresight to see that this could be a tool that could promote growth and investment, and it has.
And you mentioned about the property taxes potentially going away. Us having the economic growth and success that we do could end up helping us in that situation. While we may not be able to use the zone enterprise agreements, having lots of business and stuff could end up helping us in a different way later.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's hard to know where things will shake out, but it's kind of like the example with the 2020 lockdowns, like, you know, like, oh, what will happen? And yeah, they'll figure it out.
All right. Well, we'll deep dive more into what Mark does as being the director for the economic development in Holmes County. And for WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. We are back here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM. I'm speaking with the Holmes County Economic Development Director, Mark Leininger, and we've been learning all about the economic development of Holmes County and how his part as the director is doing that. And in the last segment, you talked a lot about one of the biggest tools, I think, in your toolbox as the director is the enterprise zone agreements. What other items do you use to help grow these businesses here in the county?
Yeah, good question. So in addition to the enterprise zone program, we administer a revolving loan. And so we have a loan fund, and we can make equipment loans on favorable terms to businesses that are investing in expanded operations. And the loan is not intended to replace conventional financing, but it's made to be a supplement to. So if a company doesn't have the capital set aside and loan funds are tied up elsewhere, we can kind of cover that gap with our equipment loan. And we streamline the process to make the whole loan underwriting as quick and painless as possible, and then generally offer terms that are really competitive and generally better in terms of interest rate than you could get at a conventional bank.
Now, where does that money come from?
That money came from the USDA. It was a grant, and it was put in place by my predecessor, the first director of the Development Council, Sean Starlin. And so he applied for funding from the USDA. And the agreement is that we just keep rotating those funds. So as loans are paid off, the money accumulates and the pot of available funds grows, and then we loan it out again. And so the amount of money available continues to grow as interest payments are made. So we're able to make more loans, bigger loans.
And do you have it growing interest on its own while it's waiting to be used, or if there's parts that aren't being used to help that grow too?
Yeah, we do. It's invested in an interest-bearing account.
So yeah. That's just giving more opportunity to more businesses that way.
Yeah. It's one of those tools that it may sit dormant for a period of time, and then you'll find just the right project. We recently made a loan within the last 4 or 5 months, and it was just perfect. It was a company that was adding an additional production line, and they were planning to make a significant investment in new equipment. And so we were able to provide a portion of the funds to make that happen. So that worked really well. We do some things that don't really get picked up as traditional economic development because they don't generate measurable performance metrics. You know, you can't say we did this and it created X number of new jobs or a capital investment. So for example, we collect, analyze, and distribute data that can help inform decision making for businesses. So recently I got a call from a local developer who was inquiring about housing data in the area. And so I was able to compile some data and get that to him to help him decide whether he wants to make an investment in a development. We also do, every 3 years, we do a wage and benefit survey, and we prepare a written report summarizing the results of the survey. And that report helps businesses evaluate the competitiveness of the compensation they offer. And so that's been a popular thing. And so I think a lot of these things aren't regarded as traditional economic development. It's not like a project specific kind of thing that we do where we're helping this company make this investment and create this number of jobs, but it's nevertheless valuable to the businesses that we serve in the community.
Well, anybody who's ever started a business knows you've got to do that data collection, and it's not just at the beginning. You've got to keep checking to see if you are in the right spot or if you maybe need to adjust.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And so we're happy to be able to provide those kind of services in addition to the Enterprise Zone program that we talked about.
Now, you're the director. Is it just the board that works with these, or are there other people as part of the economic development crew?
So I'm not only the executive director, but I'm also the project manager, the secretary, the receptionist, chief bottle washer. And it's kind of like, when I tell people that I work in economic development, it's kind of like saying I do calculus. Because people generally understand, they're familiar with the term economic development, but they don't know specifically what it entails. But in our case, I'm the sole employee of the Development Council. I think if you look at some of the surrounding counties, they're, fully staffed. They might have four or five people in their office. But it works for us. And as you mentioned, we have a volunteer board of directors. I think there are currently 16 people on our board representing all different types of interests in the community. We have representatives from the local banks and in the Holmes Wayne and some other nonprofits, the chamber, they've got a seat on the board. And so we get a lot of input from a lot of different segments of the community.
That it helps to have just like some little extra voice, because you might miss something and not know something's happening, where Tiffany at the chamber may have heard it at a chamber meeting and be like, hey, Mark, there's this happening.
Yeah, exactly. And our office space is provided by the county commissioners. So we're in the building there with the commissioners. Arnie Oliver, the director of the Planning Commission, is on the Development Council and also a good resource, because a lot of times there are complementary interests. And so in terms of just running something by a person, like, hey, what do you think of, should we do? You know, there's kind of a sounding board right there in the office. You know, my office is just at the top of the stairs there. And so if anything's needed, you know, Joe can just shout up the stairwell and I can spring into action.
All right. Well, we'll learn more about what it is that you in your office do here in the next segment. That's the Holmes County Economic Development Director, Mark Leininger. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. Back again here on a Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and I'm talking with Mark Leininger, the Holmes County Economic Development Director, Executive Director, and we've had a lot of discussion about what you do, Mark, to help promote the development of the county. And one of the things that happened not too long ago was a bit of a collaboration.
Yeah, that's true. For the first time, the Holmes County Economic Development Council collaborated with the Holmes County Chamber of Commerce. So I mentioned earlier that Tiffany Gerber, the director of the chamber, is on our board. I'm also on the Tourism Council. And so we were talking about different ways to serve the business community. And one of the things that we thought would be helpful is an educational session on some topic of interest. And this made a lot of sense, because as a one-person organization, it's hard to do all of the event planning to schedule that type of thing, that type of event. So the collaboration with the chamber made sense, because they've got a staff and they do this kind of thing all the time, where they take care of the venue and the things that go along with it, the food and so forth. So we decided to have a lunch meeting. This was last January. And one of the topics that has been a concern for me for a number of years is business succession planning. What happens to businesses when the owner gets to the point where they're ready to retire and move on from their business, but there isn't somebody in place to step in and take over? And what happens? Because we have so many locally owned family businesses, and we need to think about what's next.
The kids don't always want to take over. That's not their dream.
That's right. That's right. There isn't always a next generation to take over. And then you have limited options. And so it's something that takes some planning and some foresight. And it's not the type of thing that you want to undertake in the 11th hour, because you will then have limited options. And so we wanted to talk about business planning, business succession planning best practices. And so we structured it as a panel discussion. And we had some great panelists. We had a local attorney, a local CPA, a business owner. So they all brought their unique perspectives to the discussion. And then we had, I don't know, a dozen or so questions that they addressed. And we had time for questions from the audience. So I think that went over really well. And
were there a lot of folks that attended that?
Yeah, it was well attended. I think we had 100 or so.
Oh, awesome.
And so it was a middle of the week lunch meeting, and I think that's a good turnout for that type of event.
That's a great turnout, because it shows that even once the business is retired, they want to see the business go on, and that's good for the county, because you don't want the businesses disappearing as these folks want to retire and enjoy their time not working.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you think of all that goes along with that. You think of the employees, you think of the facility, you think of revenue generated and what happens to all of that.
The product that they make or the service that they provide. It's, you see that sometimes with these services, especially that have limited people involved in them. What happens when that goes away?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And that was the question that we wanted to answer. And it really was sort of an issue spotting kind of thing, like to put it on everybody's radar, like, hey, this is something to think about. And here are some resources to help you work through it.
Because that's a part of really developing the county that people don't think about. You mean, think about starting the business and growing the business, but it's that next stop that is on nobody's radar.
Yeah, that's right. And we do know that for family businesses, at some point, the business owner will exit the business. It's inevitable. And so
we haven't figured out how to live forever yet.
Haven't figured it out yet, no. That's right.
That is another great service that you were able to collaborate. I mean, essentially the chamber is also promoting business, so that's was a great opportunity for some collaboration there.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity to work together, and recently we hosted some of our economic development partners at Ohio Southeast, and we met, all of us met together, and they mentioned that in a lot of areas the chamber and the local economic development organizations that they don't necessarily play nice. And so I thought,
it's not something we're used to in Holmes County.
We're not used to that. Yeah. So we're used to working together. So it's good to be able to do that.
Because that's most of our groups. We're not afraid to work together here to come to a better solution.
Yeah, right. That's right. It's all about the businesses and the people that we serve.
Well, we'll be back with more from Holmes County Economic Development Director Mark Leininger for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. We are returning here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and I'm with Holmes County Economic Development Director Mark Leininger. Your title is such a whole mouthful to say there.
And just rolls off the tongue, doesn't
right?
it?
Right? you got to get in that flow. And speaking of flow, really, the part of your job where you're helping the flow of things in to provide resources for businesses.
Yeah, I think that's one of the roles that we play is a coordinator of resources. So the way a typical economic development project might unfold is I would learn through a contact with a business owner. Either I reach out and schedule a visit. They're called BRE visits, business retention expansion, but basically it's just staying connected with business owners. So I try to make regular contact with businesses in the area to learn if there are any issues that they're facing that we might be able to assist with, or if they're considering a project, maybe investing in a facility expansion. And if that's the case, then I reach out to our regional and state partners to see what type of additional resources might be brought to bear to help make the project happen. And so maybe a good way is just to think about it, an example. There is a company who was considering constructing a new mill. And so they had some obstacles to make the project happen, one of which was that the land where they were planning to build the facility was located at the end of an unimproved Village Street, and it was basically just cinders. It was narrow, full of potholes. Not the type of street that would accommodate the heavy truck traffic that they were anticipating in connection with operation of this facility. So reached out to the Jobs and Commerce Department of ODOT, the Department of Transportation, connected with the Ohio Department of Development, and then reached out to Jobs Ohio, which is the state's economic development entity. And so through a combination of grants, we were able to get funding. I think it was around $350,000 to widen, pave, and stripe the street. And then we got some funding through Jobs Ohio. The site needed some remediation, some cleanup. And so we were able to secure funding through Jobs Ohio's revitalization grant program. And so that's how ideally it works. It's sort of a textbook example of an economic development project where the local development organization is sort of the boots on the ground, the primary point of contact with a company, and then looping in and partnering with other organizations to bring in additional funding to help push a project across the goal line.
So business says, I got a problem. You're like, I'll find your solution.
that's what we hope to do. And it doesn't always work that way, but a lot of times it does.
And obviously we're seeing great success in the businesses are growing here. So whatever's happening is working for our county.
Yeah, I think that sounds right to me. And I
like, yes, it does. I will thank my staff.
Yeah, I'm always reluctant when I go to these regional meetings and other developers will congratulate me on the success of Holmes County. And I'm reluctant to take any credit for it. It's like somebody thanking a flight attendant for a smooth flight. You know, like, well, we handed out some peanuts and water and so forth, but that wasn't us.
Sometimes
you know,
those peanuts make all the difference.
But yeah, like I said, it's great to be a small part of it, and we know that it's the risks that business owners are willing to take and the hard work that they put in, and it's the rising tide lifts all ships, and we're seeing that here.
And you're providing the right resources, it really takes those risks down, because now they have, oh, well, this is there, that's what I was missing, and made it risky. Now it's not as risky.
Yeah, that's what we hope. Yep.
All right, we'll be back with one last segment with Holmes County Economic Director Mark Leidinger. For WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. We're back for one final time here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and I've been chatting with Mark Leidinger here with the Holmes County Economic Development. He's the director, the executive director, and we've learned a lot about how the economic development works here in Holmes County. And Mark, we kind of mentioned some groups you work with, but there's other groups that you can network with, since you are a one-person show, that can help you find the resources and do the things that you need to do.
Yeah, that's true. I mentioned Ohio Southeast, and that is our Jobs Ohio regional partner. It's a 25-county region, and Ohio Southeast holds regular, they call them practitioners meetings. But it's an opportunity to get together and just hear about the best practices in economic development from our colleagues throughout the region. We also work with OMEGA, which is the Ohio Mideastern Governments Association, and they can assist with grant writing and procurement. Their focus is a little more on community development as opposed to economic development. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of overlap between those two things. So they can help procure grants for public utilities, extensions, and that kind of thing.
They're very important for a business.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's kind of like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. And when you see when a sewer line is extended, for example, and then the development that follows that. So, yeah, those are a couple of the organizations that we are connected with. The other one is EOTA, Eastern Ohio Development Alliance. And it's, you know, I don't know how many counties are in the EODA region, but yeah, and there's a lot of overlap between the Omega region and the EODA region, and they're not exactly the same, but a lot of those core counties are included in those groups. And EODA is it's an opportunity to network as well. And a lot of times EODA will have state and even national level elected officials. And so I remember this was a number of years ago, but EODA will recognize businesses. They have an annual meeting. They hold it in Walnut Creek at the Carlisle, and they recognize businesses. They'll recognize a large manufacturer, or different categories of businesses and civic organizations. And we have nominated, the Development Council has nominated businesses in the past. Gugusberg Cheese was one. And I think it was the year that Gugusberg Cheese was being recognized. And the keynote speaker at that event was Senator Portman. And I thought, what a unique opportunity. Where else in life can you follow a U.S. senator to the podium? Because I was presenting the award to Gugusberg. And so it happened that the way the program unfolded, that I followed Senator Portman to the podium. And I thought, well, this is just, you know, what a unique experience. But it was fun because he shared that he has Swiss heritage, that his family immigrated from Switzerland. And so there were a lot of similarities in the story of Richard Gugusberg and Senator Portman. And so that was sort of serendipitous how that worked out. But so I would say EODA was one of those organizations where there's that type of networking opportunity. And you could say to a senator, hey, by the way, what do you think of, or here's this struggle that we're having. And you have an audience with a governor or a senator. So that's helpful.
And like with any other position, networking is very important. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
Yeah, that's true. And sometimes it can just, all it takes is talking to the right person to get a result. So if you think of an organization like EODA and they don't maybe do the traditional economic development things, but they provide that type of forum, it's one of those intangibles that can really yield big results.
And if you're having a problem, you have all these resources now. You can be like, hey, have you dealt with this? How do we get over this hurdle to help this business if you have never dealt with that situation?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And that's important when
especially it's a one-person operation.
Exactly, yep.
It's great to have that conversation and know that you are kind of reaching out and seeing what all the options really are to help these businesses.
Yeah, that's right.
So is there any last thoughts on your position that we haven't hit that you would like to share today, or did we kind of cover it all?
I think we covered all of it. I just want to thank you for reaching out and giving me this opportunity to talk with you, because a big part of what we do is trying to stay connected with businesses. And we want to get the word out about the services that we offer so we can help out. So I appreciate you giving us this time.
For sure. If we can help one business be like, oh, hey, I didn't know this was available. Now your phone's going to ring off the hook. You're going to have to give your secretary a raise.
I will need to do that for sure. First order of business when I get back.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining with me today.
Thank you, Melissa.
That was Holmes County Economic Development Director Mark Leininger. For WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Auburn's Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Focus Fridays airs right here on WKLM each Friday in the 9 a.m. hour. Don't miss an episode by going to WKLMFM.com and clicking on the Focus Friday logo to listen to past episodes. In the next episode of Focus Friday, we focus in on the Planning Commission Director, Arnie Oliver, all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.